general manager of the Calgary Hitmen, Mike Moore. Hello, Morrissey.
Hi, Pat. How are you? Long time no talk to you.
No kidding. It's good to hear from you again, my friend. And I guess for you, not the start you were looking for, and just your overall thoughts on Saturday night and what you saw from your squad.
Well, I think the opening and the fans and the atmosphere were terrific. The hockey, you know, we started all right and faded a little bit, but it's a learning process. We've got a lot of guys away at NHL camp still, and we got some young guys that have never played in a Western Hockey League regular season game that played on Saturday night. So literally throwing them into the fire, and the only way they're going to learn is to do that, and the only way we're going to see where they're at and where our hockey team's at is to get some of those young guys in and do some assessing.
Well, and that's kind of where I wanted to go with you, because from the outside, it seems like maybe the team could be in a bit of a holding pattern. You mentioned 8 regulars not in your lineup right now because they're at NHL camps. But do you approach it like a holding pattern, or can you really approach it like that?
Well, I think you approach it by, again, looking at the young guys and the guys that you think have a chance to play on a hockey club, not just now, but maybe in the future as well, and in the minutes that they might play and the role they might play. So they're getting fast-tracked a little bit in the early going here. But, you know, we have to remember, we were real excited in June when our guys got drafted and got the opportunity to go to, you know, NHL teams and now NHL camps. And we will be patient and wait for them to get back and kind of assess their team accordingly. But it's early in the season. We don't play a lot of games on the front end, which is a good thing, I guess, with the guys away. And we start expecting to see some guys coming back this week.
For you, knowing that might have been the case, like you knew you got a number of players drafted, you already had players drafted already, you knew that there was a possibility that this might happen. So how does that change your approach in how you build your team throughout the offseason?
Well, again, I think you give more young guys an opportunity and provide them the chance to play in minutes and play in situations that they might not otherwise when we get some guys back. We had 16-year-olds playing power play and penalty killing on Saturday night. And the good thing is that they showed some great signs, and we're not discouraged at all. We think the way the guys played, not just the 16s, but a number of the young guys and Shields and, you know, some leaders that we have on our hockey team, we thought stepped up and showed some good signs. So there were some encouraging signs to the game.
But does it change the players that you look at? Like, do you change kind of the criteria you're looking for because they might have to be fast-tracked early on?
Well, what I think it changes is you got 20 guys or 21 guys available to you to play, and that's all. So we don't have a lot of wiggle room as far as who we can put in and put out of the lineup. Does it change the way we develop our roster? I guess to a certain extent, we have to wait and see who we're getting back, and we have a pretty good idea who we think it'll be, but and then it's a trickle down.
And
there'll be guys that are with our club right now that will end up in lower teams to develop for one more year before they come to us.
So what is your expectation in terms of who might be coming back, numbers that you might be seeing return from NHL camps?
Well, I think all of our guys that are not 20 should be back. But that being said, Jake Virtanen had shoulder surgery in May and will not play a game for Vancouver through the preseason. And it'll depend on what they want to do with Jake. Travis Sanheim will play tonight against Washington. So, you know, it'll be his first action. And those teams will have to get a sense of where those players are at, but we sure think that the 19-year-olds and 18-year-olds will be back for another season, and the 20-year-olds with Tambellini and Helgeson, we'll wait and see what those two teams do with them as well.
How much are you paying attention to what they're doing at NHL camp, or are you just focused on your group and what's happening with the Hitmen?
No, we have to pay attention, Pat. It's you know, we're in contact with the NHL teams as much as we can be,
right,
and they're providing information to us as much as they can at this point in time. And case in point with Pat Elfedakin last week, we had good discussions with the Flames, and fortunately we got Pat back on Friday so he could play on Saturday. And we're in constant conversation with those teams because, remember, we've got players in our team that we have to make sure we have conversations with their potential teams to make sure that they have spots to play and don't get locked out. So it is a big-time trickle-down effect, and we're working up and down the ladder.
He is Mike Moore, the general manager of the Calgary Hitmen, joining us here on Hockey Central at noon. So on the roster right now, who are some of these players that really excite you and that might have a nice long future with this Hitmen team?
Well, I think Locke Morrison, who played some games with us last year, has had a real good game Saturday and has a real good preseason. Big, strong defenseman. A guy we sent back last year is a 16-year-old and will join us as a 17-year-old. Locke's had a terrific camp. Pavel Karnukov is a Belarusian that we drafted in the import draft, and again, had a real good preseason, scored some goals, big, strong guy, skates well, still learning the language in the game and the culture over here, but those are two guys that kind of stand out right now as being real good young prospects for us.
When you talk about young players and getting this opportunity to be fast-tracked and play in power play time at the age of 16 or 17, I mean, what does that do in terms of their development? How does that help them as you know, you hope for them to be impact makers on this team in a couple of years' time?
Well, I think what it does is gives them some confidence and gives them an idea how fast the pace is. We go from training camp to the inter-squad game to preseason, then the first regular season game goes up another notch yet, and as teams continue to get NHL guys back into their camp, that pace will continue to climb. So for them to get the opportunity to play those minutes early, get some confidence that they can play those minutes and get those experiences underneath them only helps in the future when they're called upon to do it again.
I know some of your leadership group not with the team right now, but there are still a pretty solid group of leaders. You know, Elliot Peterson's been with the team for a number of years, and Colby Harmsworth, and a couple of other players that you can really count on and say, yeah, you know what, these guys are, you know, pretty important in our locker room. How happy are you with that leadership group that you've got, even with the team right now?
Real happy, and the two guys you brought up, and Elliot and Colby, are just quality individuals. Play hard, have been real good through preseason and working with the young guys and directing them in the dressing room and lead by example. And the leadership, again, that always evolves in junior hockey because you're moving guys on at 19 mm-hmm. and 20 years old, which we did with Riz last year as our captain, and new guys have to assume that leadership role, and guys that have been in the team and in the culture for a while, and Elliot is one of those guys, and so is Colby. And again, they've been terrific through the process since camp started a month ago.
Mike Moore is the GM of the Calgary Hitmen, joins us here on Hockey Central at noon. Well, one of your first really big moves as general manager was the coaching change. And Mark French, now the new head coach of the Calgary Hitmen, now you've seen him go through a training camp. Now you've seen him go through preseason games and a regular season game. Just how would you evaluate your new head coach and how the early stages of his tenure have gone?
I think he's been terrific. His work ethic is bar none. He pays attention to detail. He's asking a lot of questions to try and obviously figure out guys and how we do things and where guys fit. But true leader and tremendous individual. And his approach, as I say, has just been wonderful through the first month here. And really looking forward to working with him through the season.
I know that he was on the morning show a little in the later stages of last week. But for those who aren't familiar with Mark French, what kind of coach is he? What kind of guy is he? And what can we expect from him?
Real down-to-earth guy, real good communicator. But at the same time, he knows what he wants and he knows what he expects out of his guys. And being a good communicator, he's able to translate that to them. And again, the detail, the opportunity, and the want to give young guys a chance to play and develop and work with them. And part of the process in junior hockey, of course, is developing your group and making them better as they move along through the years. And that makes your hockey team better. I mean, you see that already in Mark and just the way he handles the players and works with them one-on-one. And he's been a real, real good addition.
I would imagine that when that coaching vacancy became something, you know, you had quite a list of candidates and a lot of guys to choose from. What was it that, now looking back, separated Mark from what was probably a pretty impressive pack of candidates for you?
Yeah, you're right, Pat. There were some tremendous guys that could have easily been the coach of this hockey club. But what really separated Mark, again, was his approach. When I met with him in Toronto, I just got a real good sense and feel for who he was and what he stood for, and I was impressed right off the get-go. Did a fair amount of research on him, and looking back now, and the way we've worked together and the way, again, he communicates, I'm real excited with the decision and the fact that Mark is the head coach of the Calgary Hitmen.
With Mike Moore, he is the general manager of the Calgary Hitmen. Just a couple more for you, Morsey, and I guess you are as well aware of it as anybody else, probably more aware. But this maybe I'm breaking some news to you. Did you know that it's the 20th anniversary for your team?
Oh, really? Yeah, it's hard to believe. 20 years have gone by that fast. And I go back to, I started here in 97 was my first year with the Hitmen, and I think that was year three or four, so it goes in a hurry, and it's amazing. There's a lot of tremendous history with the hockey club already, and we're hoping to make some more this year.
It's pretty amazing to think, hey, 20 years, two decades, and you've been around for quite a lot of it. I know that you kind of had a stint away from the team and then came back, but you've been around for a lot of these 20 years.
I've been around for a lot, but Kiss has been around for most of them, and you know, obviously the architect of many successful years, and a guy I still have the fortune and honor to work with daily, and it's looking back on, we had Ray Schultz, first ever captain, was on the ice on Saturday night of the Hitmen, and had a chance to meet and talk with Ray after, and just some of the things that have gone on through the years and the successes we've had, and you know, some of the challenges, but that's what junior hockey is about. And as I say, we like our hockey team this year, and we hope it is a special 20-year-old year.
Any hints as to what else you might have planned for the coming year in your 20th anniversary, or is that kind of going to be rolled out here in proper fashion?
We've got a lot of exciting things to roll out, but with some real neat ones, and we'll roll those out as we move along and keep some of the secrets under wraps for now.
All right. We'll let you slide on that. Hey, Morrissey, good to talk to you again, man. Good luck this weekend. I know you got games on Friday and Sunday, both at the Scotiabank Saddledome. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend. We'll see you around the Dome as well.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, Pat.